Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Ray Ludwig. This is one in a series of programs in which I feature one of Bix's fellow musicians. And in today's program, I want to play a number of recordings by Ray Ludwig without Bix. Ray Ludwig and Bix Beiderbecke had a lot in common. Their careers went from 1922 to 1930, and they both play cornet or trumpet. Ray Ludwig made about 26 records, without counting alternate takes with Bix, including the last recording that Bix made on September 15, 1930. Ray Ludwig was born Raymond J. Ludwig in Elwood, Indiana, on April 12, 1900, and died in Glen Carbon, Illinois, in 1959. In 1910, he was living in Granite, in the state of Illinois, and his parents are John M. Ludwig and Hannah Ludwig, both born in Wales. Ray Ludwig made about 18 recordings with Ray Miller and his orchestra in New York between December 1923 and March 1924. He was with Goldcat between 1926 and 1927, at the same time as Bix was there. When the Goldcat band folded, he played for a few years in New York with bands such as Cass Hagen, the Broadway Broadcasters, Irving Mills, Joe Velluti, and Hoagy Carmichael. The last recording that I could find of Ray Ludwig is from 1930, in fact, with Hoagy Carmichael. Well, let's get started with the music. First recording I want to play is the first recording that Ray Ludwig ever made. This is the Ray Miller Orchestra in New York, December 20, 1923. Earl Oliver and Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Andy Sindelar trombone, Bernard Daly and Andy Sanella clarinet, alto sax, Phil Sax on clarinet, tenor sax, Harry Archer and Dan Yates on violin, Harry Perella, Tom Satterfield on piano, Ralph Golatti and Frank DiPrima on banjo, and Louis Cassagne on tuba or string bass, and one Ward Archer on drums. And the tune is Lovey Come Back. I will follow that with a recording from March 8, 1924, Ray Miller again. The band is the same as the one for the previous recording from December 1923, with one exception. Phil Sachs is replaced by Frank Trombauer. In fact, Phil Evans' biography of Trombauer tells us that on May 25th, 1922, Trombauer's orchestra opened in Central Park Gardens in Rockford, Illinois, and that the trumpet player in that opening was, in fact, Ray Ludwig. So they went back before 1924. Okay, let's then listen to a couple of recordings by Ray Miller with Ray Ludwig, 1923, Lovey Come Back, 1924, Come On Red, You Red Hot Devil Man. Thank you. The next several recordings are going to be of Ray Lodwick after he had left Gene Golkett. But before I play the next record, I want to add a couple of items about Ray Lodwick. In July of 1925 at Island Lake, Michigan, there was a Golkett outfit known as the Breeze Blowers, and Ray Lodwick was the leader, and one of the band members was Bix Beiderbecke. And in connection with the Camel Pleasure Hour, Ray Lodwick moved with Bix at the 44th Street Hotel for a few days as a guarantee to John Wiggins that Bix would make the rehearsals and dates. And one more, and on the record label of I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, we can see that the orchestra is Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra, but then it adds Ray Lodwick, director. Okay, let's continue with the music. And I'm doing this in chronological order, so the next recording of Ray Lodwick after he left the Golkett band, or better, after the Golkett band dissolved, was with Cass Hagen and his Park Central Orchestra. We have Ray Lodwick on trumpet and Bo Ashford on trumpet, Alf Filburn on trombone, Jack Towne, clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Ray Threl, alto sax, Frank Crum, tenor sax. Cass Hagen is on violin and he's the leader. Pee Wee Russell is on clarinet and tenor sax. Fred Frank on piano, Jim Mahoney on banjo, Ed Brader on bass, Chick Condon on drums. The two numbers that I want to play are Broadway and Manhattan Mary. On Broadway, the vocalist is Louis James. And on Manhattan Mary, we have a trio consisting of Louis James, Frank Luther, and Elliot Shaw. The date of this recording is September 30, 1927, just a couple of weeks after the Golkett band folded. These two songs, Broadway and Manhattan Mary, are from the Broadway musical Manhattan Mary, with music by Ray Henderson, Buddy De Silva, and Lou Brown. It ran on Broadway between September 1927 and May 1928. So here is Ray Lodwick with Cass Hagen, September 30, 1927.
Thank you.
Next two recordings that I'm going to play are by the All-Star Orchestra. This is a outfit directed by Nat Shilkret. It's from January 3rd, 1928. We have Ray Ludwig and Fozzy Farrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellotone, Fud Livingston clarinet, tenor sax, Max Farley clarinet, alto sax, Don Murray clarinet, baritone, Joe Venuti violin, probably Meet Rittenberg on piano, Carl Kress on guitar banjo, Joe Tarto bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and the vocals in both of the following two selections is by Franklin Bauer. First I'll play I Must Be Dreaming and then My Melancholy Baby. The history of My Melancholy Baby is very interesting, so let me read to you some of what is posted in the Jazz Standard website. It shows My Melancholy Baby, 1911. This song was likely introduced by vaudeville performer Jack O'Leary, known as That Singer, who is pictured on the original sheet music. A 1915 recording by vaudeville stage actor vocalist Walter Van Brunt became a popular hit. This song has charted several times over the years. There were recordings by Gene Austin, Al Bowley, Teddy Wilson, Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, and so on and so forth. Now, here it gives information about the composers. The original title for My Melancholy Baby was Melancholy. It was copyrighted in 1911 with music by Ernie Burnett and lyrics by Maybelle Watson, Burnett's wife. Burnett sold the piece to Theron C. Bennett, music publishers, who liked the song but not the lyrics. George A. Norton, a composer and lyricist, wrote new lyrics and the song was published in 1912 with a dedication to Miss Maybelle Watson of Berkeley, California. That same year, the copyright was transferred to Joe Morris, music using the title My Melancholy Baby. During the 1930s, Miss Watson's name found its way onto the music as co-lyricist, but the ASCAP website now lists only Burnett and Norton. To add even more intrigue, Ben Light, a pianist who recorded a number of successful albums in the 1950s, claimed he had written the music, although he would have been a teenager in 1911. Composer Burnett wrote a follow-up in 1938 entitled I Married My Melancholy Baby. Alec Wilder, the author of American Popular Song, The Great Innovators, 1900-1950, expresses how impressed he was with the well-written melody, highly unusual for the time and certainly not a piece of hack work. Vocalist-composer Tommy Lyman, a cabaret and radio artist of the 1920s and 30s, is credited with first using the term torch song when introducing his version of My Melancholy Baby. The tune had a brisk comeback in 1927 with a hit recording by vocalist Gene Austin and recordings by groups such as Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, the Charleston Chasers, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and clarinetist Jimmy Noon. Band leader Isham Jones brought the tune back in 1934, and English vocalist Al Boley had success on both sides of the Atlantic with his version from 1935. Since that time, the tune has been recorded by a significant number of artists, from Steve Allen to Ray Charles, Bill Evans, Bert Ives, Thelonious Monk, Jerry Vale. All right, so let's then listen to First I Must Be Dreaming, and then My Melancholy Baby, All-Star Orchestra, January 3rd, 1928, Ray Ludwig. Thank you. I am sure you must have noticed that in all of the recordings that I have played so far, many of the musicians are musicians who had some connection with Bix. Okay, let's continue now with a recording, with a couple of recordings from October 30, 1928 by the Broadway Broadcasters. I don't have much information about the musicians here, except that Ray Ludwig and Tommy Gott are on trumpet. There is also trombone, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, piano, banjo, tuba, and drums. And according to Rust, the arranger is Irving Mills. The two tunes are I Must Have That Man, a composition by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And the second one is Maybe This Is Love, a composition by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. I Must Have That Man was also recorded by Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington, but the version we have here is the one with Ray Ludwig and the Broadway Broadcasters. So let's listen then to Ray Ludwig and the Broadway Broadcasters in October of 1928. I Must Have That Man, Maybe This Is Love, two very beautiful tunes. Thank you.
right there. A strange feeling from nowhere has come stealing. Maybe, maybe this is love. My time's through to think coolly. My heart too is unruly. It's all new to yours truly. Maybe this is love.
Let's move to 1930 and two recordings by Giovenuti and his New Yorkers. I imagine that Giovenuti was inspired for the name of this band by the Adrian Rollini's New Yorkers from 1927. Venuti was one of the members of that band. 3 years later, he has a recording date with OK, and he provides the name of his band as Giovenuti and his New Yorkers. The New Yorkers are Manny Klein and Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Jack Teagarden trombone, Irving Friedman clarinet, Arnold Brillhart alto sax, Bernard Daly tenor sax, Min Lee Brook bass sax, Giovenuti violin, Lenny Hayton piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Herb Quigley drums, and the vocal on both of the tunes that I'm going to play by the great Smith Ballou. The tunes are first Promises and then Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, a composition by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. So here is Ray Ludwig with Giovenuti's and his New Yorkers, May 1930. Thank you.
promised me tenderly, lovingly, were they just meant to be promises? The things you whispered of, were they true? Was it love, or were they only new promises? All your vows seemed heaven sent, dear. All those vows you never meant, dear. I count them one by one, faithfully, though you've gone, leaving me just promises.
Come to the end of this program, and I'll have the last recording session for Ray Ludwig. It's one that he did on November 20, 1930, with Hoagy Carmichael. And As far as I can tell, he returned to Granite City and took again the profession that he had when he signed up for the World War I draft, and he was a plumber. So here is then the last recording of the last two recordings of Ray Ludwig, Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra with Manny Klein and Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart alto sax, Bud Freeman tenor sax, Joe Venuti violin, Irving Brodsky piano, Eddie Lang guitar. There is an unknown bass and probably Chauncey Morehouse on drums. Hoagy Carmichael is on vocal on both of these selections, and he's also the composer. First, I'll have Papa's Gone Bye-Bye Blues, also known as Jewish Boy Blues, sometimes Jew Boy Blues, and I will follow that with the composition by Hoagy Carmichael and Sidney Arodin. It's Lazy River. The vocal is also by Hoagy Carmichael. So here is Ray Ludwig in his last recording session, November 30, 1930, with Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra, Lazy River, Papa's Gone Bye-Bye Blues.
About you, and my heart aches too. You left a ring and flowers and vacant hours. Yes, and no more, my Isadore. I'm rocking AB's cradle all day long, singing that Papa Gone Bye-Bye song. Isadore, I'm telling you, but what's the use? I've got those Papa Gone Bye-Bye blues. lazy river by the old mill run. That lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Blow away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, you can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up that lazy river, how happy you can be. Up that lazy river with me.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Ray Lotwick before Bix and after Bix. Mostly sweet dance band with lots of great jazz musicians in the bands, but sweet music, and I like it a lot. I hope you did too. Ray Lotwick, obviously an important man in Bix's life, although we don't hear much about him. The fact that he was a roommate and that he was also the name on the record label of the last recording that Bix made tells us that he must have been an important participant in Bix's life. But as I said, we don't hear much about him. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
If you contend, this is